then, when my birthday came, Papa, I guess he knew he told me a story, and to make it right, he told me, said, well, Mildred, this is really your birthday, which is the 13th of December, and I guess I'd started about the 1st of December. And I got all mad about it. I said, well, I'm never going to school again. You told me a story, and I'm not ever going to school again. And I just about liked to go to whipping till I did go to school. And I liked my teacher so much. I was so young, not so very big, till he'd take me up on his lap and taught me the ABCs. And I just thought he was the grandest thing. And it wasn't, he was doing that to make money, to make a lawyer or doctor, I can't remember which, one or the other, for himself, trying to get all the money he could to go to school. And I believe it was a lawyer, but he could have been a doctor, because he had a brother that made a lawyer. But it wasn't too long, maybe a year or two, it doesn't seem like it was that long, so I can't really remember, I was so young, till he died with pneumonia. And I know it just hurt me so bad that Mr. Fairley, he was Mr. Fairley, lived there in the community, his family did, a big family of boys, about 6, 7, 8 boys and one girl. And the girl is only one that's living. She's living here in Pine Bluff now. And she married my third cousin. We talk over the phone just quite often. And she makes me promise to come by to see her. Because she's a widow woman now. Mm-hmm. But it looks like I never get there very often around to see her. Then I went on. From then on, I just went on then when they had the free schools, so much in the winter, 4 or 4.5 months in the winter, and 2 or 2.5 in the summer. And there were mostly 4 and 2. See, the other would have made 7 months. But we had no holidays back in those times at all. Not even, if Christmas came on Saturday, if Christmas Day came on Saturday or Sunday, we didn't get any day at all off, because they didn't teach those days anyway. Mm-hmm. But if it came during the week, we'd get Christmas Day off, and that's all. And not until I went to high school at Rice did I know what it was to get Thanksgiving Day off.
You were mentioning some of the diseases and things that people had that they died from. What were some more of the diseases that people died from back then that they didn't have cures for? You said pneumonia.
Pneumonia was very bad because they didn't know too much about it. Mm-hmm. And let's see, measles killed mm-hmm. quite a few. They take pneumonia with it and kill them.
What about that one that makes you turn yellow?
Jaundice?
Yeah, I guess it is.
I never saw anybody or heard anybody with yellow jaundice, but in one of the tenant houses there, they had this young man staying that he had yellow fever, they called it. Mm-hmm. And they said he turned real yellow. But I didn't see him.